And good morning, as they say everywhere, I guess.
What's this good morning.
It's a happy Monday to you, Kelvin. They're in England, and we're going to talk today. I've found a thing, you know, because we're always refreshing the routine. But today I'm going to stray a little bit from that path in the sense that I've got a link for the complete guide to landing page optimization. Everything from chapter 1 to chapter 9 that you need to have for landing pages to work the best. It covers 9 different things, and I better get into that or we won't have enough time for today's show. The first chapter of these 9 chapters, and as always, I'll have the link in the show notes, which are going to be on the GuyRCookReport.podbean.com. It'll look like that. And you just go to this link where it says 2016-09-26, the Guy or Cook Report, Happy Monday, and that'll make it work. So the show notes will look like this when you get through the mix and you get to our WordPress powered blog. And the first chapter of it is landing page fundamentals. And it just addresses the things like, why do you need more landing pages? Beginner's guide to landing pages. Maybe you don't have any. Maybe you're one of the 44% of small businesses that are using their home page as their landing page. They'll say, hey, come look at my, whatchamacallit, and it'll take them to the home page. Good luck figuring that out, because we don't want to have a landing page and make it easy. We want you to have to search for it. And that user experience usually ends up with them not ever coming back. They're going to go, well, I wanted to get a whatchamacallit. There was no link for it. I'm not going to go there again. In chapter 2, it talks about how to find out exactly what your customers think of you. You ask them, okay? There's a section in here called the 5 best ways to get feedback from your customers. And in the show notes for the Guy or Cook Report, we've got an evaluation question where we simply ask the question, right? And yeah, I could tell you what that is, but historically, I never tell them what the question is. Just there is one. So we have to continue our streak, right, Kelvin?
Correct.
So in chapter 2, it goes into a number of things about identifying what your customer want, what their needs are. And once you find out what their question is, then you can possibly come up with the best answer. And chapter 3 is about writing copy. The best copy is the copy that converts really well. And with a landing page, you want to have a single focus call to action effort made on that landing page. Now you'll see one part of this note that says the 7-point checklist for powerful landing page copy. Right, but everything that the landing page is about that conversion occurring. We don't want to have like a multiple choice. You want to do question A, question B, question C? No. Click here to download the white paper. Click here to sign up for the newsletter, etc. There's just one thing that they're going to do on that landing page. And so go along, and we scroll up a little bit to get chapter 4 to fit. It's how to design a high converting landing page. The design is very important. This is why you want to do A-B testing to find out, well, if we have the call to action on the left, do we get more conversion than if it's on the right, etc. So to become a conversion-centered designer, how to do that is identified there. There's a tips for designing niche landing pages. These are what best practices for each niche that's being used. Maybe your website is about gardening, and what's the best gardening landing page? Like to get the gardening newsletter, sign up here. Those types of things, how to design that landing page to be high converting, is covered in chapter 4. And the next one, chapter 5, is getting your landing page in front of the right people. So you've got a high converting set of copy. You've designed it to be your niche market, but if nobody sees it, well, you're going to end up with a podcast like Kelvin and I, right? You don't want to do that. You have to have a landing page that's well done, but then you want to get it in front of the most number of people, the right people, and the right people, of course, are the buyers. If you're talking about gardening and everybody there is an auto mechanic, you're probably not going to get very many conversions. This chapter talks about 168 case studies on generating traffic. There's only needed to be one that works for you out of that 168. So give that a go. Get your landing page in front of the right people with a visit to chapter 5, I think is what you want to do. I would think so anyway. Are you wouldn't still be here if we've gone through this many chapters. Okay. Number 6 talks about increasing your conversions with A/B testing. And I talked about that a minute ago. And it's got a link in there for the complete guide to A/B testing, the 71 things to A/B test. There's a lot of things that you can test in A/B testing that you might not think of right now because you've never done it perhaps. And then it also identifies in here how to generate better A/B test ideas than the ones you have right now. Maybe runs you have right now are going, well, what's the best color? You know, it might be more the headline than the color. If the headline doesn't work, it doesn't matter what color it is. It's just not working. So in terms of color, get that done. And if you've got a photograph, we know who to ask, right? Anything photography, you ask Kelvin. Additional resources that will help you, excuse the phrase, I didn't write this, kick butt. These resources have to do with automation. Maybe it's an email autoresponder that's got, you know, step 1, step 2, step 3, step 4, like the 7 steps to better email marketing. Subscribe now, and the first subscription, you get the first letter in that email chain, and then in the process, you'll get a total of 7, like the user expectation is, because that's what they said they're going to give you. And user expectation, like I've said a zillion times, very, very important. Chapter 9, it talks about tools that will make your life easier. Landing page optimization is going to give you a whole bunch of new tools in the toolbox that you maybe not used before now, because it's a separate, unique instance of how things are done. One of the things that's not mentioned here is they've got analytics, landing page tools, user feedback, A/B testing. One of the things I don't see in this is when you make an automated email responder, what's the best email distribution system? And I'll tell you right now, it's MailChimp. Without a doubt, I'll go on record as that. Easy to use. The first 2,000 users are free. What more could you want? Now, this entire set of things that I've just slam dunked through, you can download the free PDF version. Go to the show notes, click that link. It'll take you to a page. Give them your email address, of course. And you can download the whole thing to have a convenient PDF for when you're doing your A/B testing. It'll look just like this. Download the PDF. And there you have it. Landing page optimization, chapters 1 through 9. And on that note, I then go to the shameless plug for the folks that got us all together. Months and months ago, there was a group that now has a logo that has a Facebook group, and their logo looks like this. Friends Just Chatting is their name. The quarterback in that huddle, excuse the expression, but I'm still pumped up from the Seattle Seahawks win yesterday. They whooped San Francisco.
They won again.
Oh, yeah. They did very well. And so now we're, I think, 2-1 on this season. So anyway, Friends Just Chatting is a group on Facebook. Go there and look at that graphic and join that group. And then you'll be a part of that community. That online community meets every weekday morning and talks about everything you can imagine. Today we talked about how to heat homes in Brazil. You use your oven. There's no furnaces in Brazil. As a rule, you might have a radiant heater built into the wall. That would be an exception to the rule. Most people don't have them. So again, we'll say go to the geiercookreport.podbean.com. It'll look like this when you get there. And it'll say today's date. You click on this link right here like this. And then, bazinga, you'll be at the show notes like we started off the show today. I invite you to check out our free email newsletter with this link over here on the right. You can add your email address in there. You'll automatically be subscribed. All the blog categories are there. Besides just the Geier Cook Report, we've got a number of categories, as you can see. The link to become a patron of the Podbean podcast, the one that you're listening to or watching right now on YouTube, that link is right there. And I invite you to be a patron, if you would. It doesn't grow on trees. It's little tiny bushes, actually. Anyway, you have a good week. I hope this Monday episode of the Geier Cook Report didn't get too long. We kept your attention. And as always, the show notes, like I'm showing right there, we've got the thank yous for Fraser Ramsey at Edbert Dusters, the company that likes to clean. Got this whole ball of wax going, rolling down the road. Eileen Smith from Basic Blog Tips, thank you for Screencast-O-Matic. That's why we're in high definition. If you're watching this on the YouTube, give us a subscription or at least a thumbs up. That'll matter to somebody someplace. And like I said before, go to that Friends Just Chatting Facebook group. And so on that note, I think it's time to ask that question. Have I forgotten anything? Oh, that's not good. I better stop the screen sharing. There, that's better.
That's better.
I don't think I've forgotten anything today.
Not to that. You've done very well.
I think that just, you know, I'm starting to get the hang of it. Thanks to everyone in the chat that came in to watch us today. And
we'll be here again tomorrow, same time, same place, same channel.
But tomorrow it's going to be SEO tips. Tomorrow will rock your world.
Every day a different topic.
At least once a week. Okay. On that note, I'll say it's a wrap.